Hello, I'm Jonathan Earnshaw, consultant vascular surgeon from Gloucestershire, UK. I'm here to introduce you to virtual vascular and one of the first demonstration chapters we've produced as an example on the platform. Virtual vascular is a new concept from myself and two co-editors, Martin Bjork from Sweden and Sebastian Diebus from Germany. We wanted to create a living vascular textbook that will never go out of date and that could use modern digital publishing technology to offer so much more than the printed text, such as lectures, videos, images, and of course the Humble podcast. The project is sponsored by ESVS and will be available to all the membership. Virtual Vascular will be built starting in 2020 and should be completed online over the next 3 years. Watch the ESVS website and social media at Virtual Vascular for developments. My next job is to introduce you to my chapter on the history of surgery for acute leg ischemia. It's a demonstration chapter to test our editorial processes and to demonstrate what the finished version will look like. Other clinical demonstration chapters will follow soon. Martin Bjork has written on abdominal compartment syndrome and Sebastian Diebus on acute carotid syndromes. I became interested in acute leg ischemia over 30 years ago in Nottingham, where I conducted research into the value of intravenous and intra-arterial thrombolysis for the condition. I studied the history of acute leg ischemia, which was fascinating for two reasons. First, the history of surgery for acute leg ischemia is basically the history of vascular surgery. And second, the first successful embolectomy was only done in 1910. That's just 110 years ago. In historical terms, that's the blink of an eye. It's astonishing the progress that has been made in such a relatively short time. My article on the history of acute leg ischemia is long and detailed, so as an introduction, and hopefully to persuade you to read it all, here's a summary of 10 heroes during the history of surgery for acute leg ischemia, in date order rather than in scientific importance. First, let me introduce you to Baron Dominique de la Rey, 1797. A surgeon in Napoleon's army who did 200 amputations in 24 hours at the Battle of Borodino. He may seem a strange choice to start with, but his Gallic good looks belies such brutal and savage solution to acute limb ischemia as a result of trauma. Next is John Hunter, 1785, obviously, I'm British. He's the father of vascular surgery, anatomist, surgeon, whose experiments in vessel ligation started considerations about collateral blood flow, and also, of course, for his famous story of ligating the popliteal aneurysm and also causing acute limb ischemia as a potential cure for the condition. Number three is Astley Cooper, another British surgeon in the 1800s, who continued these experiments and was able to demonstrate how collateral vessels could expand to restore the blood supply to a limb. Vascular surgery started around 1900, when my number four hero, Alexis Carrel, another Frenchman, described arterial suture for the first time. How many of you have used a Carrel patch during your vascular surgical careers? We start to get more specific at number five. Here is Ivan Sabaneyev from Odessa, Russia. He attempted the first surgical embolectomy in 1895 in a 28-year-old nurse. Although he was not successful, his account is of historical interest, and if you'd like to read more, you can find details in a paper we published in the European Journal in 1997. Heroes numbers six and seven are the two who completed the first surgical embolectomies successfully, both around 1910. Georges Leiby from France and Einar Key from Sweden. Key went on to publish the first significant series from Sweden consisting of 382 procedures, an early indication of the efficiency of data collection in that country. At number 8, I'm going to sneak in a surprise, an American, McKechnie, who urged caution in surgery for acute leg ischemia. I like him because he describes the first risk factors for adverse outcome, suggesting intervention should be offered to those unlikely to have limb salvage by conservative treatments. Number 9 is McLean, who discovered heparin. He was a medical student working in Howell's laboratory in 1916, but it wasn't until 1933 that heparin was purified for clinical use. Where would we vascular surgeons be without it? And finally, number 10. Well, it had to be Thomas Fogarty, didn't it? The American who thought of the concept of the embolectomy catheter when he was a medical student. How many of these devices do you think have been used since? Not only that, he has vineyards and makes his own wine. Incredible. Well, I hope that quick trip through history has whetted your appetite to read the whole manuscript, which can be found on the Virtual Vascular website. Thank you so much for listening.